Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Gonzalez moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Allison chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Virals. Virals fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Virals. Gonzalez scores. Colavito moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Virals reaches second base with a double. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Valdespino reaches third base with a triple. Virals scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valdespino tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Allison trying to get to third. Davalillo throws the ball into Alves, who tags Allison for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2. And the Twins too. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Batty reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Sims and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Brown who relays the ball to Gonzalez who tags Kindle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Allison scores. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Virals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Virals reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Sims to Brown and they have Hall trapped. The throw over to Whitfield, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitfield moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Don McMahon. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Lee Stang now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Al Worthington now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran pinch hits for Lee Stang. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is hit by the pitch. Wagner moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Moran moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Moran tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Jerry Kindle. Jim Cott pinch hits for Al Worthington. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Nosek moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Nosek moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.